Robert Nesta Marley. You're listening to Temple Sounds, The Culture. And did you know that Bob Marley's final concert ever was right here in Pittsburgh? Can't you see? It took place on September 23rd, 1980, at the Stanley Theatre. Now, during this time, Bob Marley was battling illness, but full of fire, Bob Marley delivered a powerful, emotional performance, closing the show with Get Up, Stand Up. It was a moment of musical history and spiritual strength that lives on in the hearts of the fans worldwide. Pittsburgh witnessed the legend's last live roar. The Lion of Judah, Robert Nesta Marley, continue resting in power. Don't you believe me? And it's that time where we play the commercials and the public service announcements before we go to the next set. Temple Sounds of Culture, keep it locked. WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, PA.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Purcell on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy within a nostalgic mood. I'm always in a nostalgic mood. That's why we play this music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Started this hour off with Barry Lipman and Claire. I wish you would... yes, of course. But it's not now time to take a road trip. And this is where we chase the small-town marvels and curious roadside wonders that make maps worth unfolding, yes, except you use GPS nowadays. Today we are headed south to the Volunteer State, Tennessee, where the hills are rolling and the music is sweet and the attractions along the roadsides are anything but ordinary. So the first stop is Gatlinburg, and a place that proves that dinner tables can hold history. It's the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum, the only one of its kind anywhere in the world. I would think so. Inside, more than 20,000 sets of shakers fill every shelf and corner. Porcelain pigs from the 1930s, chrome diners from the 50s, Elvis and UFOs sharing space beside presidents and penguins. Wow. What started as one woman's fascination with how something so small could say so much about design and culture became a full-blown museum. Visitors often leave wondering if their kitchen cabinet deserves a display case. Yeah, right. Heading west to Jackson, Tennessee, where nostalgia rides on all four wheels. At Rusty's TV and Movie Car Museum, you can stand 3 inches away from the General Lee, the Batmobile, the Ghostbusters Ecto-1, and the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo. Collector Rusty Robinson spent decades tracking down and restoring these icons, more than 50 of them, turning an old warehouse into a living film feel. I can talk and read. Every car has a story, and Rusty knows everyone, and he says it's the only place you can relive your favorite chase scenes without breaking the speed limit. Meanwhile, farther east in Bluff City, the landscape takes a prehistoric turn at Backyard Terror's Dinosaur Park. It started with one man, a glue gun, and a love for dinosaurs. Now it's a full-scale forest of life-size reptiles towering over visitors. Yes, there's a T-Rex that roars, a raptor pack in ambush, and even a fossil dig where kids can uncover bones and dreams at the same time. Homemade, heartfelt, and one of those perfect Tennessee surprises where imagination roars louder than any budget. If you prefer your thrills with altitude, climb the winding concrete ramp of Clingman's Dome in the Great Smoky Mountains. Locals there know it as Tennessee's roof, with more than 6,000 feet high, crowned with a circular observation tower that looks like something out of a 1960s sci-fi film. How about that? Back on level ground in Murfreesboro, if you can say that without with the R in it, both R's, you'll find a monument of a different sort. It's the world's largest cedar bucket. No word if it has a hole in it, dear Liza. But standing nearly 6 feet tall and wide enough to soak a small car, it was originally built in the 1880s and a showcase of local craftsmanship. It has survived fires, rebuilds, and time itself, and now proudly sits at the Cannonsburg Village Museum site. Wow. And finally, as twilight falls, steer carefully toward Sail Creek and the whispers of Shipley Hollow Road, better known as Pity Pat Hollow. The legend says that more than a century ago, a ghostly creature, part woman, part beast, would jump into passing wagons, its footsteps echoing pit-pat, pit-pat along the road. No one has ever proven the tale, but the locals still say the air grows colder there, and even the crickets quiet down. Whether it's folklore or folks fog-playing tricks, Shipley Hollow remains Tennessee's most haunting detour. Yes, and that's our trip to Tennessee. After spending 13 days in France, here's Caravelli on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Lorinda Almeida at the guitar and Up, Up and Away. Before that, we had John Fox with Too Beautiful for Words and John Gregory with Too Beautiful to Last. I was looking for one, found the other, and put them both in. Why not? Holly Ridge Strings before that with We Can Work It Out and Caravelli with 13 Days in France. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Here's Neil Richardson. And Morning Train.
The moment, baby.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
and Teicher on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with their unique rendition of A Man and a Woman. That was the name of the song. Before that, Dick Baker and the orchestra with If You Leave Me Now. Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis at their respective guitars playing Blueberry Hill. And Neil Richardson and the singers with Morning Train. It is time for one more little tidbit here. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, London. On a quiet British farm, two record-breaking donkeys have the internet brain. Dynamic Derek now stands as the world's tallest donkey at 5'5", and his paddock mate holds the record for longest ears. Guinness World Record confirmed both titles. The owners hope the long-eared duo will bring tourists and a few extra carrots to the countryside. Well, that's interesting. Minneapolis. Well, I don't know why he's in Minneapolis. He's usually in Idaho, but David Rush has done it again, this time for the most fist bumps in 1 minute. He practiced by bumping friends and even furniture to build speed. The crowd cheered as Rush bounced through the line, officially setting a new Guinness mark. His hands a little sore, he admitted, but worth it. And finally, the return of Twiggy the water skiing squirrel stole the spotlight at the Carolina Classic Fair in Raleigh recently. Perched on miniature skis, Twiggy glided across a tiny pond while crowds snapped photos and cheered. The bushy-tailed performer's handlers say Twiggy is rewarded with plenty of peanuts and applause. Go, Twiggy, go. That's all I can say. I mean, Twiggy is probably a very important character there. Here's Frank Jacksfield, Still the Lovin' Is Fun. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Relaxing and Easy with Lex de Azevedo there and Part-Time Lover. Before that, we had John Fox and Lady Willpower, Herb Alpert with Casino Royale, Jeff Love and Annie's Song, and Frank Jacksfield with Still the Lovin' Is Fun. You've been listening to Smooth Relax. You've been listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the last couple of hours. We have time for one more here, it looks like, I think. Yes. Yes, indeed. Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow?
the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for